the sun is beating down in California and you're crying like a fucking bitch. But remember something, if you're Mexican, you don't fucking cry. You just tan. And that is why I don't use faking. I had to turn the fucking Bluetooth off the phone because the car and the Bluetooth are having sex, and you know, that's not always great, especially when I want to record these things and it's hands-free. When I record these things, I want it to be completely concise, and I want you to fucking hear me, and I want you to fucking bow down because this is my fucking show. When I have you on this fucking show, you will talk about whatever and whenever you fucking want. So yeah, this has been a moment. It's always been a fucking moment. I usually figure, you know, if I do the pauses, people have said things about the pauses, oh, that I think the fucking show is over. The fucking show is not fucking over. So grab a fucking pair, you stupid bitch. Now, here we go. Now, some of you are like, what did you fucking drink, Zeus? Dr. Zeus, whatever you want to fucking call me. Just don't call me bitch or I'll have to hit you. They're like, what have you been fucking eating? What have you been... Here's the fucking thing. I am just kind of like tired of all this fucking shit. And also I figure that my time is limited and my time is short on this earth. You know, so I'm making the fucking most of some things. But also, know this, that if you fucking piss me off, karma will intervene. I love how people laugh at karma, but I'm watching it unfold right now. And it's that wonderful meme of Morticia Adams where she's got that fucking cup. And she's witnessing karma in its fullest effect. And I'm witnessing it. And it's wonderful to witness. Because I don't wish ill will upon people. But like I said, if you fucking fuck me over and you fuck me up, you're going to get it. But you're not going to get it from me. Because that's cause and effect. And that's the way the universe revolves around things, okay? One big fucking circle. I would love it to be one big fucking circle jerk, but you know, 9 times out of 10 those aren't great, because you know, not everyone's heart is fucking in it, or in that case, not everyone's fucking hard on is in it. Now I'm on my way somewhere to go celebrate by myself my, you know, getting another job and taking, you know, my balls to the next level of money. And, you know, yes, there's going to be tattoos in May and maybe a couple of piercings. Because when I was recording last night's episode, and I thought long and hard, and it didn't make me hard until maybe I had morning wood, that maybe I should get my nipples pierced. Because I'm thinking the sensation that I remember, I can still feel it now. The first time I put that needle through my nipple and you could hear it too. That was the fucking thing. That was the trip. You could fucking hear it. And it just fucking like did something to me. And so I thought, you know, maybe I should just get them pierced once and for all. So that's going to be interesting. Then you have to hide them under your work clothes because, you know, nobody likes to see a nipple piercing unless it's Janet Jackson on Super Bowl Sunday 2004. But that always bothered me that they went after her for that, but they didn't go after Justin Timberlake because he's a white male. So, you know, and I've always loved Janet. I did not care for the Demito Joe album. I love the All For You album. The All For You album is probably, next to Rhythm Nation, one of my favorites. I love the Janet album, but there's something about All For You because it's so sensual and it's so sexual. And, you know, if you're gay, you're immediately going to love it. So... yeah, there was that, you know, and yeah, I thought, why don't I just record a show today, because these are becoming a little funner, because then I just throw it all out there, because I have no inhibitions, and I have no fear amongst any of you, you know. It's like if one of you were listening right now, and you dialed me up, and you're like, hey, I heard the show, I didn't like this, okay, well, you didn't fucking like it, then you can fucking talk about it. You're not going to talk to the fucking wall, but you're going to fucking talk to me about it. Because obviously it struck a chord and it hit a nerve with you, okay? And if it hits a nerve with you, great. And usually that's reserved for people that, you know, I've done things with, you know, where they were pissed at me or they were upset with me. I wasn't upset with them, but, you know, sometimes you just want to spit in their fucking mouth and call it a day. But you can't always do that, so, because there is such a thing called distance. Now, if I had a portal gun like Rick and Morty, and I fucking love Rick and Morty. In fact, maybe I might get Rick tattooed on me. The portal gun, because I always wanted a fucking portal gun. You know, and the fact that my father is a scientist, you would have thought he would have designed a fucking portal gun by now, and we'd all be fucking rich. But no, he just wanted to be a farmer and work in the cherries, and it didn't make us a lot of money, and it's like, you know... I mean, I've, you know, he and I have a few things in common. You know, I have my father's face. I probably have my father's temper. And I, you know, have that scowl, that stare that he gives, which kind of will cut a bitch. And then, you know, and also he likes to plant cherries. I like to pop cherries. So, you know, it's right there. I mean, but also I've always had this theory that we were having Easter and he was talking about how these COs in Vietnam tried to get him. And he's not gay. And I always thought, and he's looking at me as he's telling this story. And all I could think was, yeah, those black COs basically paid you back because they made your eldest, also your namesake, gay. Ha, 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 ha. So basically they're getting the last laugh, whether they're dead or not, or alive, that, you know, oh, well, we couldn't get to him, you know, in Vietnam. So now we're getting back at him because, you know, his son is gay. And I have never had a black CEO, but I've had black men before. You know, I did think about joining the military. Now at this point, I would love to. I would fucking love to join the military because, you know, I'm not afraid to die now. So it's like, you know, when you're 18, you're afraid of fucking everything. You're afraid of a fucking finger in your ass. That's why you put a battery in there. So, you know, at this point in time, I was like, hey, I'm not afraid of anything anymore. Why don't I just get it over with? And why don't I just join the military? Well, there's a cutoff age, so I can't, you know, it's too late. That's kind of why I wanted to be an officer at one point last year, was because I thought I'm not afraid to die. And I wanted to do something very dangerous because then I know they'll pay me well for it. You know, anytime you do something dangerous and you're thrown in there with the fucking wolves or the fucking snakes, you know, then you get the top dollar. And then also, I mean, in my own little world, and maybe it was kind of a fantasy, not a porno fantasy, because those kind of belittle after time, or dwindle, sorry, is I wanted to be the gay cop. But then it's not, I'm not going to wear a rainbow on my vest. You know, I could, and then I could just imagine, and I've gone over it on the show fucking before ad nauseum, you know, the perps, and they're like, hey, we got a fucking gay cop. You go fucking take me to the club? Nah, man, I'm going to fucking take you to the station, and I'm going to fucking put you in the drunk tank with a guy named Bubba, and he's going to fuck you up the ass. So yeah, there's fucking that, you know, and I think in these days I'm in rare form because, you know, I didn't drink the Kool-Aid like many of you do. Many of you drink the fucking Trump Kool-Aid, or you drink the I want to be cool Kool-Aid. I've always been fucking cool and I don't have to fucking pretend, you know, or as people have said, you're very eccentric, and I take that as a compliment. Because they either assume that I'm a rock star or I'm really fucking weird. And I am really fucking weird. But I'm, you know, I can be a nice guy. But, like, here's the thing. When you fuck with me, you fuck with me. And I don't put curses on people because that's really just boring and lazy. And, you know, I'm not bruja, but maybe my grandma was. So, you know, she's looking out for me. She's looking out for me and saying, which one was it? Which one was it? I'll beat their ass. And it's like, go ahead and fucking beat their ass. I'd rather fuck their ass, but okay. You know, so you have people like that looking out for you, and I have all of my spiritual friends. And that's the other thing, people like to harp on that I'm spiritual and I'm not fucking Catholic because I'm gonna burn in hell. Here's the thing with that, I really want to go to hell. Because if that's where all the fucking is, because I can't imagine there's orgies in heaven. I just can't fucking imagine that. The fact that there is an actual orgy right now in hell, that I could do the wheelbarrow with, what's that one guy's name? I always liked that football player. The one who died. I forget. He had like the bald head and everything. I would love to do the wheelbarrow with him in hell and a few other people, you know. Just to get it out of my system and shit like that. But yeah, right now I'm on my way to go, you know, be with Vanessa Carlton. Because making my way downtown, walking fast, and I'm getting fucked because I'm homebound. That was her only fucking hit, one-hit wonder. These days, people like those fucking one-hits. Like, when I was teaching, they want to hear Call Me Maybe. And it's like, that's her only fucking hit. And I want to pull my fucking hair out because they want to fucking hear that song. But then I just play some rock songs, and then they kind of get into the vibe, like, oh, teacher rocking out, you know. They wanted me to rap Straight out of Compton, and I did, but I had to edit myself, you know, Straight out of Compton, crazy name Ice Cube from the group called With an Attitude. So I'm, you know, I had to do that. Or because there's no Kidz Bop version of Straight out of Compton. That would be funny if there was. There's Kidz Bop versions of Cardi B. That's fucking scary. that there's a fucking kids bop version of Cardi B, you know, because she likes diamonds, bitch, she's signing, you know, but she doesn't say the bitch part, you know. And so when I was a teacher, they'd all, you know, they'd request Kiki, do you love me? Why do you wanna sing along to these Drake songs? Oh, I heard the bad version. That's what they'll tell me is, oh, my mom and dad play the bad version for me. Oh, and I'll never forget when I first started teaching preschool, there were these two, it was a brother and a sister, and they were both hilarious. And the brother liked to say, fuck you, and he was like 3 or 4. And then the daughter, the sister, she was funny too, because I would have to sit and read her stories because she didn't like to take naps during nap time. And I said, where do you want to go? And she says, I want to go into outer space, far, far away, forever and ever and ever. I said, you're pretty cool. I appreciate you telling me that. And then one time they were all asking what the kids' favorite songs were. And she says, my dad's favorite song is I'm in love with a stripper. And she started to fucking sing it, and it was fucking hilarious. So that's really what I've had to deal with these past couple of fucking years, is really colorful moments from staff and students, or the staff who don't like it that I'm a man, that I at the time drove a truck and I didn't have any tools in the fucking truck because I'm gay. But then again, I know gay guys with tools. Oh yeah, they've got tools and they've got other things. And the teachers were like, hey, teacher, you have a truck. Where are your tools? I said, I don't have any tools. I'm not that kind of person. Now that I know what I know, I could always just call somebody and say, hey, you're gay, you have a truck and tools. Yeah, can I borrow them? Can I borrow you later? Wouldn't that be funny? But that's not gonna fucking happen, because right now, you know, it's retrograde and Mercury and all that fucking shit. Or is that over yet? I don't know. But I'm going to light a candle and kind of, you know, simmer about it. And that's the other thing, is you motherfuckers attack me. And I had someone, you know, whom obviously I shouldn't have said certain things to, and fucking attacked my faith and fucking attacked my beliefs. And I don't fucking attack your fucking beliefs, and I don't attack your fucking faith. So who fucking gave you the fucking right to go after me and attack because you think I'm weaker than you? Bitch, I'm not weaker than you. I'm fucking stronger, because I know what I fucking want in this fucking life. So for you to attack me about that and then keep apologizing, that's just bullshit, because you're not really apologizing, because you're not really sorry. You're just on the fucking rag. That's what you fucking are. And that's why I won't fucking have anything to do with you until you fucking apologize. Because for you to say what you fucking said to me, I don't fucking think so. Because homie, don't play that. And like I said, I can be ghetto when I fucking want to. So don't fucking come at me like that. And you know, we had a good time and everything. So you would think after having a good time, but no, you're just wallowing. And also probably because you feel, you know, at the same time threatened by my power, because let's just face it, you know, I worship a lot of fucking crazy shit. So, and I worship Ram, and I worship all this fucking crazy shit. So for you to just fucking rail on that, but then again, it's my own fault, because I should have never fucking told you about that, because then you just use it a fucking against me. But you know, alcohol makes people into bitches half the time, and you know, they don't know what they're fucking saying, and they don't know what they're fucking doing, and then you put a finger in it, and then they really melt like ice cream. And this has been a moment. This is always a moment when I'm recording these things for all of you, and I don't just do them to do them. I do them because, hey, and I'm going to park next to this car right now because I feel the vibes, because, oh, that's the car I test drove. And I fucking wanted it, and I will fucking have it. And so that's the day. And Drake was not involved in this, and he's not going to make you have a baby. But Madonna did kiss him, and you could tell he got a really bad taste in his mouth, like right now. So I have to go eat, and so you all can fuck off. But thank you. Hey, do you suck dick like me? Good. Don't fucking contact me until I suck you off again. And this has been a 69 moment.